Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. Trevor Pickett and Billy Bones. Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. More than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is More Than Just a Podcast.
Podcast.
It's season 8, it's episode 1, and the old gang are back. Welcome, gang.
Hello.
Thank you.
What?
Welcome back after a summer break. It's Johnny. Johnny, where are you and what are you doing?
I'm in my loft speaking to you.
And also after an absence in a summer break, it's Georgie. Georgie, where are you and what are you doing?
Hi, I'm in my living room and talking to you.
And finally, I suppose it's got to be Nigel. Nigel. No. Where are you and what are you doing?
What the fuck is that?
Nigel, your language.
Sorry.
Yeah. Actually, I pulled up on the language.
Yeah, I did get pulled up, yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Nigel.
Sorry.
Come on. Because it was Johnny, Georgie, so it's got to be Nigel. Come on, Nigel. What are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm about to flush you with Dan Nakazi, I think, after that. Call me Nigel.
Don't you
again.
Like to be Nigel?
That's up there with almost being called Nige, like certain people you was talking to called me the other day, that I was listening to today.
Oh, did you listen to the American podcast?
Well, I'm halfway through it because it's a bit like War and Peace. if George ever moans about the amount of time we spend talking, Jesus Christ. Dear, oh dear, I've done over an hour. I got all the way from Westminster home and I've only just about done Gonzo.
All right, you still got my interview to come.
No, I'm halfway through yours. I did that.
And then there's the...
I had you in the shower.
There's the X and loving. You haven't got to that part yet, have you?
No, I ain't got that, no. Yeah.
Excellent. Anyway, it's not an American West Ham podcast. It's a more than just a podcast. And we're here for a new season. That worked quite well, I thought. Let's start by talking about the pre-season. And we're going to start off with George, because we haven't heard from him for a while. How much of the pre-season did you get to see? Did it mean anything that we won 4 games back-to-back and were unbeaten in 6?
I watched about 45 minutes in total of the whole pre-season. I watched probably about 10 minutes of about 4.5 games. Did my maths there.
Yeah, well done.
I think a good pre-season with a lot of victories is a good thing for team morale and winning mentality. So I do think it has some value. I didn't see much in terms of performances, so I wouldn't really know how we've performed, but, you know, a win's a win. And roll on Sunday.
John, anything to add? Did you learn anything from maybe any of the... I know. Well, first of all, did you watch any of it?
I did see a part of, I think, the Preston game. I'm not on Facebook, yeah. So I just...
Yeah, you did. You did you did tell me over the weekend. I haven't really seen a lot of it.
Sure. So I haven't seen a lot of it. From what I've seen flying around about it, we've looked good in spells. It is nice to have a winning pre-season, but, you know, will things start at the weekend? Sometimes you can lose it all and start well or whatever. So we'll see what happens.
Now, Nigel, I know you watched a few of them. I know you're going to bring me up on the four back-to-back wins because you say winning on penalties in the Betway Cup doesn't count because it was a 1-1 draw, but a win's a win. I thought Pellegrini tried a number of different formations. I was a little bit worried about the last one that we played against the French team. Is it Angers?
Angers, isn't it?
Angers, okay. He didn't play Arnautović as a striker and played for the first 45 minutes and played Hernandez or Chicharito up front. And I've said it was a 4-5-1. You've called it a 4-3-3, I think it was.
Who did?
When we were talking on the WhatsApp group.
Did I?
Or you said some formation when I said it was a 4-5-1.
What, the Angers game?
No. In general, the way he's been setting up.
Yeah.
What have you learned? So really, what have you learned from the games of who's going to be his first team or what formation he might play when the season starts?
Nothing.
You mean it? So even though I know you spent a lot of time watching the games because when I went on Facebook, because it said Nigel Kahn is watching this game too.
But I didn't watch Angers.
Nigel Kahn.
In fact,
Nigel Kahn. Which ones did you watch then? What did you must have learned something?
I watched the Betway Cup one.
Yeah,
and I watched half of the game at Walsall. Aston Villa, which was funny because I must admit, for the first 2 minutes, I thought we were in claret and blue.
Oh, really?
But anyway, that was only for the 2 minutes. But I did join in late in my defence.
Listen, since none of you lot watched it, I'll say I thought Snodgrass has had a good pre-season.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And I thought Tony Martinez has also shown he can be decent. I think Declan Rice has shown he can play the centre defensive midfielder role. I think we haven't seen the best of Anderson yet. Yamalenko, I don't know, he's injured now, but he should be ready. Wilshere hasn't got injured in pre-season. That's got to be a good thing. But I think you're right. Pre-season doesn't make much difference. And how we might line up at Anfield might be completely different.
What about the general, Sean, as you kept calling him on the round table podcast I listened to, because you can't pronounce his surname?
Balboa. Is his name Balboa?
No, I think it's Balbuena.
Balbuena.
Or you can just call him the general.
The sheriff as well. Who shot the sheriff?
I've heard
the Bob Marley version and the Eric Clapton version, and that sounded like neither of them.
That's completely a different song, obviously.
It's called the Sheriff as well.
I thought it was called the General.
He's called the General and the Sheriff.
Oh, is he?
He is now.
Oh, he is now, yeah.
He is now. So while we're on that subject, and I'm... Of sheriffs
name's
and Bourbon. George, because we've not been... What do you think? 8 signings, right? Net spend of £77 million. I'm not allowed to include add-ons and and agent fees and potential add-ons. But if I was, it would come to 115, but I'm not allowed to. So it's 77 net spend.
Okay.
What is your view, Georgie, of the summer spending and transfers?
Well, as with any transfer window, it kind of remains to be seen, doesn't it? I mean, there's a lot of names in there that, I'll be completely honest, I hadn't heard of. Even Anderson, I hadn't really heard of before we were linked with him. And there's not a lot of Premier League experience in there at all, really, other than, obviously, Jack Wilshere is a great signing if he stays fit. I'm a big fan of his, but he obviously has his well-documented injury issues. Fabianski, okay-ish, I guess. You know, a keeper that got relegated last year. But we've seen good bits of goalkeeping from him over the years. And, you know, the players like Balbuena and Diop. And, I mean, Yarmolenko I did know. And I think he's a decent signing. But I don't know much about him in terms of his injury record. I understand he's injured already. Is he going to be injured for this weekend?
Who? Which one?
Yarmolenko.
No, well, the official website said he's going to be fit. He Yeah, he twisted his hip or had a hip injury, but they said they're going to get him fit for Anfield, and he'll be fit for Anfield.
Cool. So yeah, I think he's one of the... You know, you can't deny they've put some money into it and spent the money that we're all crying out for them to spend. So let's just sort of see how it plays out and hope Jack Wilshere stays fit, because I think if he stays fit, he could be a big player for us.
John, your view on the signings?
Well, yeah, it's good to see new players in, and it does look like they are better quality than they were, or they have been since we've moved to the London Stadium.
Who's a standout one for you, though? Is there one standout?
Well,
one?
Not really, but that Anderson must be, because the money they spent on him. Again, I wasn't too familiar with him, but you'd like to think that, you know, he's going to be the standout. I mean, I thought Fredericks was a good bit of business. I thought he was a decent player. Yarmolenko I had heard of as well, but the rest of them, again, and even the other ones we're still sort of linked to, not too aware of. So, but I'm sort of hoping that, you know, with Pellegrini coming in, who might be the best thing we did sign, he might be a great manager. He must be asking for these players, and they must be going out and try and get them for him. So hopefully...
In Pellegrini we trust.
Yeah, sort of.
I was about to say that. In Pellegrini we trust.
Yeah, sort of. That's the route I think we're going to have to go by, and sit back and let's hope it goes really well when we have a really good season. We will see.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nigel, I know I've asked you this question before while we've done our little shows in between of the boys having their good summer.
or I really need to hear myself on the podcast more.
Yeah. Nigel, is there anything else to add on the signings? Which one stands out for you out of the eight?
No.
And there's a new one, of course. Silva.
Who?
Zant Silva. Did you miss it?
Yeah, I must have done.
He's a 21-year-old striker from
the Portuguesa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, £3.1 million deal, £1.8 million up front, with another £1.3 million in add-ons.
Well, we don't know how good these players are till they play Premier League football.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And he's a bit like Tony Martinez, isn't he, that we paid £2-3 million. You've got to have these old gambles.
You said he looked good, Tony Martinez, Sean. Has he looked good?
Yes, yeah. He seems to, you know, you don't know what he... Look, it's not Premier League opposition, but he does. It's make or break for Tony Martinez. You know, he joined us as an 18-year-old. He's 21 now. He's got to break through soon. You know, you can't be breaking through from the academy team at 23 or 24, can you? If you're going to break through,
ask Josh Cullen.
21. How old's he now?
About 22, 23, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he might get his chance, especially if we don't. And that's a good link to our next thing of transfer news.
Well done.
He might get his chance. Yeah, so we're recording this, Nigel.
I'm a bit worried now. I don't know whether to call him Nigel. What do you like?
Shedman is what he likes. He's not answering. He's trying to say, "I'm trying not to swear."
That's exactly what I was trying not to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So we won't bait him anymore because he's a bit of a snowflake. See, I learned where I've picked up some East End words, Nigel.
Have you?
Yeah, snowflake.
Oh, was that East End?
Anyway,
I don't think that's East End, is it?
No. Is it not? Oh, well. You live and learn.
Yes.
So let's talk some transfer news.
Come on, Merchant, get on with it.
Sources close to club say, I mean, we've got eight signings in. Transfer slam shut on Thursday. We're calling on a Monday, so only 3 days to go before the transfer window shuts. Six active bids in, and we want to sign one or two. Obviously, we want a backup striker. Everybody knows that. And we want a central midfielder, but Pellegrini apparently is being a bit fussy. He wants his targets, not been able to land them, and he's been really clear with people like David Sullivan and said, "I only want better quality. And if I can't get it, I'd rather have no one. And I'll put up with what I've got, unlike maybe managers of the past that would just have maybe the odd player thrust on them, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. No Sully specials, so, that's what you're saying.
No Sully specials. So the one that I think is close from what I've heard, which you probably have all heard of, is Lucas Perez today.
Yeah.
Bought for 17.5 million quid. Agent has confirmed West Ham bid and interest, obviously. He's thinking it over. We could get him between 4 and 5 million quid, which sounds a bit of a bargain from Arsenal. But as someone pointed out to me tonight, the only problem is he can't play football. Is that a bit unfair?
I think that's... I mean, I haven't seen masses of the man, but what I've seen, he's been quite impressive. But, you know, I'm not an Arsenal fan who watched him quite a bit. Was it last season he had a bit of a run in the team? I remember him scoring a great goal. I think it was against Bournemouth away. He's got a thunderbolt left foot, and I always thought he should be one that we should try and snap up if he was on the fringes of Arsenal's team. So yeah. I was pleased to see us linked with him.
Yeah. George, to save me from the embarrassment of reading out these names, on the running order, could you read out the names we've been linked to this week?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure I have the running order, do I?
Scroll down.
Yeah, it should be on the...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Transfer news. Moanes de Boer. Are these people that we're talking to, yeah?
These are all people who've been linked in the last five.
So as George pronounces them, Sean, why don't you say who they are and where from?
He's a striker from, and I'm trying to remember where. He frantically is trying to open his Clarence Hugh page because he's just recently done a transfer update. He's a striker from, I'm trying to remember. He's probably going to Palace, actually, but he is available for about 20 million euros, so 17.5.
Ain't Israeli, is it?
It is Israeli, yeah. Salzburg.
Oh, yeah. He's in Switzerland or somewhere like that.
Yeah, Salzburg he plays for.
Yeah, might be Austria then.
Bernard
Manning,
probably pronounced Bernard.
Bernard, as we know, is the guy who wanted 200 grand a week, and his agent wanted 15 million. We said no. He's come back asking for 110 grand a week, which is our highest amount we pay a West Ham player. And the Pellegrini's thinking it over, but if we sign Perez, Bernard's over. So I don't see that happening. But definite interest.
Oh, another beer, Nigel. What do we call you? I'm scared now. What do we call you?
Nigel, generally.
Nigel.
Unless you don't like me, then there's a whole host of names out there that I'm sure you can find.
Ignacio Camacho.
Good boxer.
So he's a Wolfsburg central midfielder. About possibly somewhere between 9 and 15, 16 million pounds. It came out of Germany. It's the kind of position we're looking at, but we haven't heard too much more, so I don't know if that one's going to happen either.
Next up is Andre Gomez.
Adam's fan.
Pretty easy, that one.
Well, this one's been linked for a long time, hasn't it? Out of, he applies for Barcelona. I don't see this one happening at all, and I think it's just recycled rumours. I think he's available for about 20 million. Barcelona bought him for 30 million. It hasn't really worked out.
Thiago Maia.
So, again, I think this is a recycled one. I think Newcastle are going to buy him. He's valued about 18 million quid. Newcastle have been linked all summer, and suddenly the Sun linked him because he happens to play. He's a Brazilian that plays as a central midfielder. Defensive midfielder. So after Chiarty went, they linked him again. I don't think it's going to happen.
João Felix.
So this is the Benfica 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But his release clause is 60 million euros. So not in a million years. I know that Sky have been saying it's close and everything. And Dave Sullivan Jr. was out there and spoke to people in Portugal. It ain't going to happen.
Why would Dave Sullivan Jr. be out there?
He was out there with Will Salthouse, West Ham's favourite agent.
Why would he be out there with him?
He's learning the ropes.
Oh. But what about then the director of football? sorting all the transfers out?
I'm sure he was sorting out some other transfer at the time.
Oh.
Yassine Brahimi.
Same thing. He comes from Porto. He met, so Dave Sullivan and Will met with Porto. The president said so today, but he's got a release clause of like 40 million, 50 million euros. I can't remember which. He's out of our budget. We've done our dough. We can't afford him.
Harold Makoudi.
Now, he's a French guy. I forget. He's a centre back. Available for 10 million.
Nigerian Steptoe. Go on.
I don't think we don't need a centre back. We've got our centre backs. I didn't believe the story to begin with. I said so at the time.
What do you put it down here for
really
then?
Close. Hang on.
A bit wasting everyone's time, Sean.
It's been reported and reported by all the papers he was about to sign. And miraculously today, suddenly, he's changed his mind. How convenient. Never was a target in my view.
Stefano Sturaro. I like him.
He's, do you know him then?
Yeah, he's Juventus midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah, Juventus midfielder. I'm told he's too expensive to join us, but he could be a loan, but Pellegrini's not a fan of loans.
Lucas Perez, we talked about. Moussa Marega. Yeah.
Well, he is, again, an FC Porto striker. But today, again, I think he's 30, 40 million pounds. We aren't going to spend that money. And today the president came out in Portugal and said, despite meeting with David Sullivan Jr. and Will Salthouse, he said there's no official bid from West Ham and they want £36 million for him. We don't have him, though. He ain't going to join us. So, Luis Perez, yes. A loan of a... Lucas Perez, yes. Moussaka Mariga, no.
No, Moussa.
Moussa.
Antonio Sanabria.
So he's a real Betis striker. Scored 8 in 17. Joined Roma for 7.5 million. Could get him for about 15 million. But again, if we can get Lucas Perez, then why would we spend 15 million quid when we can get one for 5? So I think he's a backup.
And that concludes the list of names Sean can't pronounce.
Yeah, it does. So I was told we're either going to sign one or two or none. So that's what you should expect, between zero and two players by the time the transfer window slams shut.
There's not much talk of any sort of defensive midfielders there. So are they satisfied with what they got for that position then?
Well, I think what they've said on defensive midfield, they've told that the other thing to say is no main players are allowed to leave. So Hernandez is not leaving. Antonio is not being allowed to leave. Obviously, Marco Arnautovic has not been able to leave, or anyone. Pedro Obiang wanted to leave after Chiarte and was told no, because he's got family connections in Sampdoria. And he asked to leave, and he said, no, I've got big plans for you. I want you part of the project, and we can't find anyone. Pellegrini's actually said, I can't find the defensive midfielders I want, so you're not allowed to leave. I don't have enough time. So whether we get a defensive midfielder, but going back to your question, John, we've obviously got Obiang, Noble, who, by the way, has played more minutes than anyone else in pre-season, going to be a big part of Pellegrini's plans, believe it or not. And Wilshere probably is a defensive midfielder. Then you've got Rice. Yeah. Then you've got Rice. You've got Cullen, who can play defensive midfield. And even if Rhys Oxford doesn't go, he can play there. And as Nigel told me the other day, thanks, Nigel, Zabaleta can play in defensive midfield as well. So I think we've got enough covered, John. The transfer window slammed shut today, I'd still be quite happy. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's to be seen, isn't it? If you don't know enough about the players, we can only see how it sort of progresses, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. Now, not in the running order, but a little promotion. We are running our fancy league yet again. I'm not going to read the code out on air, but you can go to our Facebook group because we've put it up there. So we're running the official Premier League fancy league. So get your teams in, put your code in, get in the league. It's only bragging rights. Although maybe Nigel will create a trophy or something for you, as he did with Super Six. And also, Nigel, you're running the Super Six, aren't you, as well?
We've got the Super Six.
How does
well
that
done.
Work?
Well, basically, you download the Sky Super 6 app. It's free. You predict the six games that they tell you. And then if you do well, you go up the table. If you win the league, I'll sort you out a prize.
So you got to do this every game?
Every game. So it's throughout the whole season. So it don't matter if, like John, you predict six results and get them all wrong, like he did this weekend. Because
yeah.
I can check.
I didn't even look at it. I just went
back. And I had a look. Yeah. And he managed to predict every six result wrong.
It's not about winning,
just about because it's part, isn't it?
It is. Right. One, it's about the taking part. And two, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
So as presenters, can we make commitments amongst ourselves to enter both the Premier League
fantasy
team and the Super Six? I've done the Premier League.
You need to sort the Super Six.
I need to do Super Six as well.
Yeah.
Can I just stick with the Super Six?
Why can't you do a Premier League? We always have a laugh when you're at the bottom of the table.
I'll see.
You can get an app now, can't you? Do it on the app.
I'll see what I can do. Send me the details.
I'll send you the details.
Okay. The prize for the Super Six, Gary. Who was the winner? Not Gary, Prince. Dear. Simon Pope was the winner. Got his prizes this week. Very happy man. He got a signed Martin Peters autograph. A signed Martin Peters picture. He got also a little collectible Corinthians steel boxed collector's item. Martin Peters, Corinthians pro star player, probably worth about £10-15 in value. He got one of them, but the best thing he got was a more than just a podcast mug with his name on the back. But even we ain't got them. And he got his squad number. He got given squad number one because he was the first winner.
Excellent. If you want to enter the Super Six or the Premier League Fantasy League, you go over to our Facebook group page, which is, George?
Facebook.com/ more than just a podcast.
And remember, more has got two O's. our sound bites are killing today, aren't they?
Oh, they're champion.
You can tell the optimism in the room, can't you?
So I think what we do the Twitter, Facebook question time,
okay,
and then we go to the season preview to see what we hope.
Yeah, so, that sounds great.
It's time for this.
Facebook Twitter question.
Now, this part is not, yes, it's Facebook, Twitter question time. John hasn't got Facebook, so he can't be the one opening up. So I'm hoping either George or Nigel have opened up by now.
I thought Nigel was quite a good reader of messages. Oh, I thought that was your bit now, Nigel. I've got it up.
And the Facebook.
Why don't you do the Facebook and George, you can do the Twitter.
George, do you do the Twitter? Because I really struggle with that, to be fair.
Okay, then.
More than just a podcast, published by Sean Whetstone at 11:59 on Saturday. We are back with a pre-season episode on Monday evening with a full house, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Leave your hopes and any statements of facts. 14 comments.
Here we go.
Good old Marion, guys. Straight in. Here we go. Good old Marion, who might not listen to this because I know he's off on his holiday, but he might listen to it on holiday. Anyway, have a nice holiday, mate. With there being 500 away season tickets plus 800 bondholders, do you think that the 10% ballot is fair on those that attempt to attend most away games? It could realistically mean just 400 tickets available for priority points at such places as Bournemouth.
I could answer this.
Oh, I thought you would.
So, first of all, although there are 500 season ticket holders and there are 808 bond holders, the bond holders buy less, on average, less than 5 tickets. Sometimes no tickets at all. They're not really that interested in buying away tickets. So the 500 go, and then in reality, They don't. So for Bournemouth, they're not going to do the 10% scheme. They didn't do it last year, and they're not going to do it this year. So when it goes to very small allocations, the 10% won't work. The way they've changed it this year, after feedback, a lot of people complained, is the 10% ballot is not open to everyone. It's only open to season ticket holders. And it's not first come, first serve like it was last year. And in fact, we applied today, myself and George, for the Arsenal game to see if we can get in the 10% ballot. So, because my points have gone down to 3 now. Where's yours, George?
I don't know. I haven't checked. Probably not too dissimilar.
And John, you're probably even worse than that. So I get some people saying it's a problem.
Loyal.
But some people like Nigel, who's got like 30 points or something stupid, then it's not a problem to him. But I think there's misuse. I think the compromise of being able to have a 24-hour window where you can email a ballot in and it gets chosen at random and it only opens season tickets is a fair compromise, is my own personal view.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I think it's wrong, but still, you know, the club ain't going to listen. They say it's from feedback. I'd love to know what feedback it was, because I've not met one person. I'm sure there's people out there that think it's a good idea, but I've not met one of them. Well, actually, I suppose I have now, Sean, haven't I? Sounds like...
Look, I didn't agree with the scheme to begin with, but I'm caught in the same trap that I can't get back onto the ladder. The first two games, both Liverpool away and Arsenal away, the first one, the Liverpool away, on a Sunday, went to people with 11 points. I've got 3. The second game, Arsenal, the first 90% went to those with 17 points. It's becoming a theme that all games now, you've got to have double figures in points to even have a hope in hell of getting a ticket.
I think the problem is that Twitter is rife with people offering to buy away tickets. And you can see it, oh, please retweet this, I'm after two for Liverpool, I'm after this for Arsenal.
So it's a bit of a vicious circle, though,
and
isn't
they
it,
get because... served, and they do get served, and there's people, probably there are people going to be out there that protect their points. But, you know, it's a loyalty scheme. No scheme is fair. There's always going to be winners. There's always going to be losers, I'm afraid. The problem's been highlighted.
That's life.
Yeah, that is life. You know, it weren't like this in the days of the bowling. But then again, we only had 21,000 season ticket holders, not 52,000. And I think there lies in the problem, the increased fan base.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I blame the club. They've made us such an attractive team away from home that we're all so desperate to go there. I can't see any other reason. I mean, the fact that we only win 3 games away from home all season obviously means that people want to be there just to see one of those 3 wins.
Yeah, it's the away, game, isn't it? Yeah, it's the away game atmosphere and going
to
football.
It's nothing to do with the stadium being so shit that a lot of people would rather go away to home than watch them at home.
It's nothing to do with that.
No.
Next one.
Positive. Oh, sorry, that's me. next one. So I don't know who this is, but he's got the same last name as me, and he's got my brother's name. And he's called Stuart Kahn. And he says, with all the new signings, which three West Ham players should I have in my fantasy team and why?
Ooh. I'm out of it.
I'm not going to help him.
Yeah. Cresswell for the assist. Scored really well last year. Yeah.
But yeah, really. Who else? Yarmolenko, if he lives up to his Borussia Dortmund form.
Anderson.
Anderson, why not take a punt on him?
I'll tell you a little bit because I wrote a piece this morning.
Hold up, he said three.
Right,
you
one
just
more.
Give him
Fabianski.
This is going to confuse my brother. He's in IT.
Fabianski has been chosen by 22% of all fantasy managers as their goalkeeper, by the way. It's got
is
a
he,
lot of points.
Is he number one, though?
Well, I think so. Don't tell Adrian that, though.
Okay, I won't.
All right, well, there you go, bro. Pick your lot out of that. I ain't going to help you because if you next finish one. Above me, I won't hear the end of it. So, he's Nick Harvey, slow. Welcome back, lads. Onwards and hopefully upwards this season. I hope people show some patience with this season with Pellegrini. We will need some time to get the team playing the way he wants. As for Sully, Gold and Brady, let's hope they piss off. Oh, no, he don't say that. He said, let's hope they keep their mouths firmly shut this season.
Hear, hear.
Yes. What do you reckon, Sean? Do you think they'll keep their mouths shut this season?
Yeah, I do. I do. In fact, yeah. I'm glad you said that because I've done a poll today on are the board doing a good job at the moment? And you'll be glad to know after 885 votes that 89.8% say they aren't doing a good job. Only 10.1%, 90 people, probably Nigel just pressing
I haven't voted.
So they aren't. So there you go. A vote of confidence for the board. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be letting them know. Well done. Well done.
You'll get a nice pat
well
on
done
the head.
Flip flops. Yes, well done.
Go on, next.
Richard Dodsey. Well, how impressed was Nigel with my picture of the main man doing islands at the Auckland Darts? Yeah, I did see that. It was very good.
Who was that?
It was the dart player.
Yeah, but who?
Oh, I'll tell you later when I look it up.
you don't know, do you?
I did see the picture. Also, are you impressed with Snodgrass? Proper Phoenix from the Flame stuff.
Yeah.
Also, well done on your Whistler achievements, attack from within Nigel. Well, who am I supposed to attack, though? That's the problem.
We'll
leave that there.
Yeah, we won't discuss our committee stuff on air. Because we might bring everything into review.
You might be listening and get the amp.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So it's gone well then, yeah.
But
it's going really well.
Gone down a storm, you could say.
Yeah,
I don't see how it could go any other way, really. What when Sean, your nose probe up the arse board, and Nigel, you're completely the other way. You sort of cancelled each other out, didn't you? What's the
That's
issue?
What I said.
What's
in a way,
well, you're balancing.
We're
it.
Not going to discuss it on air.
Well, let's get it.
Right, Nigel, okay. Let's discuss it.
Someone didn't get it.
Let's have it right.
Hold up, look, this is true. They want a bit, think I don't bother. I've had beers, I don't care. Someone didn't get a warm welcome, but that's his problem, not mine. But there's issues there that need sorting out between the committee and the way the committee acts in regards of talking to members. And I'll leave it there. And since they didn't answer the bloody question that was asked over a week ago, I think I'm entitled to say that. So, we'll tell you what the question was later.
Okay.
But Dodsey went on to say...
Well, that was a little sore point I touched on there.
Everybody else on the
should
committee.
Have had a pre-warning on that, I think. Go on.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that because I'll just go off on a tangent and now I regret it. But it's tough.
Okay.
Would you please give us your views on how you feel right now before the season starts from the heart? Honest, where will West Ham finish and how excited you on a scale of 1 to 100? Go on, Sean.
West Ham finished 10th. And 1-100, I'm currently at about a 75 because I'm going to miss the first two games.
John?
I'm hoping for a bit of mid-season obscurity. No.
Mid-table.
Mid-table. No relegations concerns. A few entertaining games and maybe a bit of a cup run. And, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
You've got to give a position, though.
Oh, well, mid-table's about 10th again. And as far as I'm out of 100, I'd say I was about 60. Excited.
That's ecstatic. Anyway, Sean.
I'm sort of about an 88.
There's not 88 teams.
What,
in
round
the
waist?
What, 80? You said out of 100?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Excited level.
I'm 88. I'm. Cool. I think we can get eighth. You see, there's a pattern here. 88, eighth. I think Pellegrini's got 8 games to prove himself. I think that it's going to take a while for Pellegrini to hit the ground, but I'm looking forward to attacking football, more possession, all the things we know Pellegrini can do. I think bringing 8 players will cause some. It will take a long time to adjust into change of style, change of management. I just think we've just got to give him some space to get stuff right. And I expect to lose against Liverpool in the first game of the season, who I tip to win the Premier League.
All right. Well, he didn't ask that because all he said was, what do you think we'll finish on scout of 100? But thanks for that, Sean. So I think we'll finish between 8th and 12th and on a scale of
100. Stop out. No, just say a number. Give a number.
Between 8 and 12.
Well, all right, I think they're going to finish between 1st and 20th then.
Yeah, well, you can do it. I'll tell you what, that's guaranteed.
I'll make you right, Sean. I'll make you right.
You should do this for a living. There, mate. I'll tell you. On a scale of 1 to 100. See, if I say 50, which I think I really am, people are going to go, oh, it's Mr. Mooney, Mr. Negative. So I'll go 61, one better than John.
That makes me the moaning Mr.
Oh dear. Right, next up, Gary Prince. We're going to be here all night by the way it's going.
Well, yeah, we need to speed this up a bit. Right. Come on, guys. Come on.
Gary Prince, looking at prices for kids' tickets for Wolves. For Claret members, tickets are £1, but general sale tickets are £20 to £65. For Man United, band free tickets for a family of 4 is £240 for members or £260 for non-members. Blimey, is that right? Claret memberships, 25, 40 adults. Is the club still committed to affordable tickets? Before Sean goes, I'll answer this one. John or George?
I didn't know any of that, to be fair, because obviously we don't really look at ticket prices.
It doesn't sound like it. But
it doesn't, does it?
But no, it doesn't sound like it.
Sean?
But again, we don't take much notice because we've got the season tickets.
Yeah, done. Before Sean jumps in, and he'll give the club's spin as per usual. It's Robin Hood. It's taking from those that are not members to allow for the cheaper season tickets. People like me for the band 5. Because you can't buy Anderson with 9,000 band 5 season ticket holders. Can you, Sean?
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you said that because there are £10,099 under 16 tickets, which my children have got 2. There are £8,289 tickets, right? That's your affordable football. If people want, there's about 30 or 40,000 people to buy Claret membership and they've got to have some benefits for that. They all pay £40, as you say. And there's the general, you know, for big games like Man United, yeah, you've got to pay it. It's horses for courses. There are ways to get them cheaper. And you know there's a second-hand market where you can buy. Lots of West Ham fans will sell stuff for face value, as we often do. And not just face value, the general admission ticket. We sell it for what it cost us in our premier for our season ticket. There's always ways to afford to get to West Ham if you want to. In fact, sometimes, John, you'll back me up, we've not been able to get rid of our tickets, even when we've said you can have it for £20, or, you know, people have not wanted them. So I think affordable football is still there, but you can't move to the next level if everything's going to be affordable football. You're absolutely right, Nigel. You can't buy a Philippe Anderson by selling the tickets too cheap.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can, because the actual input of the season and the ticket money is a very small proportion of the income.
It's about 30 million. It's significant enough. You know, most of the money that we get from TV, over 100 million, goes straight out on wages now. The wage bill for the players and the TV money is getting to the point where it's almost identical. So you wipe out the TV money and say, well, that goes out. So unless you,
but it's the same for everyone, isn't it?
Oh, it's the same for everybody, absolutely. But to say it doesn't make a difference, John, that 20, 30 million pound a year, yeah, it does make a difference. Ask Palace, you know, who've got such a small ground, or Bournemouth for other things. They would love to have a 60,000 seat stadium.
Mate, they all haven't spent the money we've spent this season because they all didn't get a free stadium. That's what it boils down to. And it, you know, and over a period of time, as we're in this place, we would expect the expenditure to keep rising because they'd be paying the debt off, and then
yeah,
buy rights.
Don't bank on it. Proof is, hey, don't bank on it.
All no, right, we'll, the money
we'll see what happens.
Else. I've always argued this: the money's not disappearing somewhere else. Read the account.
Apart from the interest of the shareholder loans, let's not go into it.
All right, just one thing I'll say on the interest of the shareholder.
Where are you gone, Sean? You walked out of the room.
Sorry,
you're trying to get further and further
away.
No,
my headset fell off, and I didn't realise.
you read that bit.
Albert Tripp. Gave an interest-free loan of £10 million in the same year that the two owners paid them back self £10 million. So the two things even each other out, don't they?
Yeah. So there was nine.
Come on, let's move on. Right,
go. I'd just like to point out Sean's views were brought to you in association with David Sullivan, David Gold and Karen Brady.
And Claren Hugh.
Right, good question, Mr. Prince, by the way. Daniel McLennan. I think top 10 for this year is what we should be aiming for. Basically, just a year not looking over our shoulders would be nice. We've probably our best ever transfer window. Who would you rate as our three best ever transfers and our worst three? So best three ever, worst three ever. John.
Blimey. Worst three, Boogers, starters. Like, what about, was that Future when he came and did nothing? Who was that other guy they bought after the World Cup and was, did, I can't remember.
How about Mido or whatever his name is?
No, he can't be worst.
He can't be.
I'll tell you why. He was only on a grand a week.
Oh, yeah.
Herrera, we've signed him after the World Cup. Radichoyu,
that was him. He was great.
Great goal against Man United, mate.
But I think Sacco was a great signing. That's didn't we get him in January?
No,
did we not.
No, we got him in summer.
In the summer from Mets.
Was it? Who did we bring in the January?
Oh, you're thinking of No Knees, who then went on to Newcastle. Demba Ba.
That's it. That's the one. I think Dembar, and then the obvious ones like your De Canio's, great signing. Most recently, I think Lanzini's been one of our best signings in current time. So
yeah,
off the top of my head, there's three.
How about Yossi Benayoun? He was a great signing.
He was a great signing.
Best ever, George. George, what's your three best ever?
I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it?
I really like Radoslav Kovac. He was class. Hayden Fox, big fan of his. and Stan Lazaridis. What a player.
Hey, don't knock Stan. I'll tell you that now.
Stanley.
He was great. Sean, do you want to have a go?
Payet, Hartston, and Cotty.
Cotty come out of the academy, didn't he?
Cotty is signing, I was going to say.
Well, when we bolt him back, I suppose.
Frank McAvenny then.
Yeah, there's just stamping his West Ham.
I still reckon Hayden Fox.
Top three for me, Alan Devonshire, $5,000. Went on to play for England for non-league football. McAvenny, I'd go as well. And then probably top three, I think De Canio for me. Yeah, that'll be my
favorite. Oh, yeah, we've got him.
Worst three.
I can't believe you left Hayden Fox off your list.
Worst three.
We need
T.E. Kamara. He was shocking.
We're spending 30 minutes just on
Rigobert song.
Rigobert song. I don't know about Rigobert song. Probably Benny McCarthy. He was shockingly poor.
Yeah.
To be fair.
We need to speed this up, Nigel. We're spending 30 minutes just on one question.
Savio. Can't believe none of us.
Listen, if you want to put out on Saturday, now you've had 14 replies, you put it out early, you give people more time to comment. I've got to go through them. We don't pick and choose. We don't cherry pick on this podcast. We read them all.
What about Hugo? He's been a winner.
Oh, I can't. Listen, your bubbles. You can't knock Hugo, can you? He ain't had a chance.
Move on. Yeah.
I've never seen him play.
I'll tell you what, he got all them predictions right, though, for the World Cup, didn't he? That was like Mystic. Whatever his first name is, I've forgotten his first name. What's his first name?
Move on.
Ian McGregor. Okay. What is a realistic finish for us this year? Can we beat any of the big six? Sick of losing to those dickheads.
We've discussed this, haven't we? We've given them.
Hope you're all enjoying your summer, lads. Keep up the great job.
Good.
Can we beat any of the big six quickly? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we can.
Yes. Actually. Yes.
Ricky Burns, great boxer. If you picked your best team with current players we have, which one would you remove from that team and which ex-West Ham player would you replace them with? So think of this team and put one ex-West Ham player in it. Who are you going to swap?
Okay, I'd take out Ogbonna, slot in Hayden Fox.
I'll put in Di Canio.
Through. Who are you taking out?
Hugo.
But Hugo ain't paying. Don't take the piss.
All right. Hernandez.
Oh, right, go on.
I will take out Wilshere and bring in Brook in. Did I nick your one?
No. I would take out Ogbonna and put in Billy Bonds.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, there you go. Matthew Kemp, realistically, where do you guys think West Ham will finish at the end of the season? I'm going for ninth. What do you think?
We've done that already.
Thanks for the question. Dan Perry, bit of a long one. When will the club reduce the price of the seats up top on the halfway line? Now, I know the seats on the halfway line are usually a premium, but we have a different shaped stadium and those seats are a very long way from the pitch. These tickets should be a band 4 and 5. If you go on to see e-ticketing now, you'll see people not buying these tickets up top as they are not good value for money. That's a good question.
Supply and demand.
£90 to sit on the halfway line at the back sounds like a lot of money for Category A game.
People buy them though.
Buy a band fee and walk into the band one seat. But hey! When you've used bad in band 5, you just find an empty seat, people.
More than just a podcast to not condone the illegal relocation of seats.
Oh dear. And don't all do it because I need somewhere better to sit, people. Leave room for me. Derek Howard, I'm going to be optimistic and think we can finish 7th. That's not optimistic, Derek. That's madness. I just want to see attacking football. Having a go at teams. Well, this is for you, John. How is the grumpy one feeling now?
It's not, I thought we said that you were the grumpy one.
I don't think we worked it out, did we?
We haven't.
Pellegrini.
We need to clarify who it is, but if it's me, I'm feeling a little bit more positive than I was.
Pellegrini has never finished outside the top seven in any league. Fact.
There you go.
He's a fact.
He's never managed West Ham before, though, has he? Fact.
True. Yeah.
All right, thanks for that, Derek. Gary Prince back again. What do you think of the 10% ballot for away match tickets? Well, we decided that Sean's sided with the board on that. It's quite all in favour, and we all think it's stupid. Nick Harvey, welcome back, lads. Onwards and hopefully upwards this season. I hope people show some patience this season, as Pellegrini will need some time to get the team playing the way he wants. As for Sullivan, Gold and Brady, let's hope they keep their mouths firmly shut all season. Let the manager and the team do the talking. I fancy a cup run this season, and fingers crossed, so does Pellegrini. Sean fancies us for the League Cup, if anyone listened to the American podcast. I believe
I do, actually, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Just to prove I listened.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, boys? Cup run?
I'd like one. I'd
be happy with a League Cup as well. That'd do me.
We're never going to get anywhere near that, though. Let's face it. Come on.
Why?
Well, because you still got to beat Liverpool, and you still got to beat Man City. You still got to beat Tottenham. You still got to beat United.
Well, I mean, if we start well and we haven't got to start looking at our league position, I think they should go all guns blazing for the League Cup. I think we've got more chance of that than the FA Cup.
But why?
Because in the earlier stages, the teams like your Liverpools, your Arsenals and whatever don't tend to put out their strongest sides. So, yeah, I'll be happy. Right, I'd be happy with any cup run. So, but whether we get one...
We've already won the Betway Cup. What more do you want?
More than that.
More than just a podcast cup. You ain't got one of them.
Can we sponsor the next pre-season tournament?
What, more than just a podcast?
Yeah,
if you want.
All right.
How much?
I don't know. That's what you need to find out, Sean.
All right, I will.
See if I do your mates rates. You can do your mates rates.
Okay.
Nick Harvey also says Sullivan, Brady and Gold shouldn't be forgiven just because they've splashed some cash. But it seems by the looks of the Claret and Hugh poll, a lot of people have.
Oh, the Claret and Hugh poll tends to go one way all the time, doesn't it? The, you know, they can only do what, when we discussed all this last season, Nigel, we agreed that the only real way they can move forward, because they weren't going to go away, put someone else in charge of football matters and go and disappear for a bit and keep their mouth shut. So if they do that, then we've got to let them be, I think.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, I'd love a chicken dinner right now.
My motto is never forgive, never forget.
No, you're not going to forget, are you? You don't forget, but... It's got to
come on, let's wrap this up. Come on.
Move along.
This is why Nigel doesn't do the Facebook questions.
Yeah, next time it's you, George. Twitter.
Right, George, Twitter.
Oh, is it me now, is it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Get in there. Hang on. Canning Town Len has tweeted in, saying, other than the new carpet, does Sean know of any changes to the match day experience next season? I was a fan of the Murphy store at 131, but it disappeared for the last few games.
Well, let me tell you a story about the carpet. I got in a bit of trouble by saying the carpet was going to change because it's not quite agreed. So I was told something. It definitely is going to change colour, but it just quite hasn't agreed whether it's going to be claret or not. Because it depends on whether West Ham pay for it, 180,000, or the owners pay for it, i.e. the stadium owners. And that's just got to be worked out. We should know soon enough who won the battle on that, whether it's blue or whether it's claret. And
I reckon I could source a carpet for less than 180 grand.
It's special AstroTurf. Health and safety, mate. Go on, next.
And Kelly Town then also says, and before Sean says it, I have legs now.
Excellent. He's drawn himself some legs. You're still not a real person, though. You're a cartoon.
Mark at Cockney Bourne says, "Hey guys, not really a question, just an observation. We've only taken part in pre-season friendlies and already the Sour Face Brigade have made Anderson a target. Oh. In three matches, he set up one goal, scored another. Give the guy a chance to settle in, people, for F's sake."
Yeah, Nigel and John. Yeah. Leave him alone, you two.
I haven't said anything about him. Has he had a bad game then?
No.
Has he not looked good then?
He hasn't looked good, and people are expecting him to knock him in for fun and everything. He's only just done one good pass, and they're saying it's not enough for the money that they've shelled out, one good pass.
£40 million for a Brazilian that don't play for
35 and a half.
And that didn't go to the World Cup money.
Not allowed to call him 40 because you're not allowed to add the add-ons or the agent fees or anything else. It's £46 million with all of them, but it's £35.5 million if we're just counting transfer fees, which John says we've got to count.
Did Pyatt have a good pre-season?
Don't know. Don't know.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, we went to one of them, George, and you took the mickey out of him being unfit. Do you remember we went to an early game and you sort of said...
No, that was in the season when I used to call him who ate all the Pyatts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but he was always tubby, wasn't he?
He was a tubby. Anyway, any more?
No, that's it.
Right, so it's on to our first prediction, starting with Nigel. We're playing Liverpool at Anfield. Are you going, and what is your prediction?
Lose. 4-0.
Oof.
Are you going?
No.
George, are you going? What's your prediction?
I'm actually going to be in a plane as the game's being played, so I'm not even get to watch it. But I think we'll win 2-1.
Okay. John?
I'm on the same plane, and I predict we'll lose 2-0.
Right. So just left for me. I am not on a plane, but I didn't have enough priority points to buy a ticket, even if I wanted one. Because I've only got 3 tickets. And I will go for a respectable 1-0 loss.
Good.
Keep it tight. And that's it. Well, that's our first episode done.
Hold up two things.
Go on.
We're running over anyway, so don't know.
Yeah.
Quickly. Well, no, that's not the point.
All right.
Go on. 2 points. Go on, Nigel. Nigel.
Yeah. in the day before we played Liverpool, which is this Saturday, Averley Football Club, for those of you that know where it is, have got a new football ground, and they're doing a autistic friendly game. Where you can buy cheap tickets from the National Autistic Society Thurrock branch. And also, they're going to let the kids, autistic kids, meet the players and everything. That's this coming Saturday. Get to Averley Football Club and support. I think they're called the Millers. I'll be there with a group of kids. And thank you very much to Averley Football Club for doing that, because they're going to have buckets to raise money for the National Autistic Society.
Okay, that was one thing. Your second thing?
Second thing is the National Autistic Society Thurrock Branch Golf Day, international break, September the 8th, Bellis Woods Golf Club, near Averley. And all welcome. Okay. It's £30 around the golf, and you're raising good money for charity.
What date was that, Nigel? September the 8th.
It's the international break, or it might be the 11th.
Are you going to put that somewhere to be seen, yeah?
I'll stick it on the Facebook group anyway. I'll stick them both on the Facebook group and people can make their minds up.
Cool. Ian Dale's going to that one, isn't he?
Well, I was keeping that quiet, but now you've just babbled it up.
Oh, right. Sorry.
People probably don't know who Ian Dale is.
Okay. All right. Well, forget that, isn't it? Yeah.
He's famous amongst more than just podcast listeners.
Oh, right. That's true. He's our guest presenter. I expect he'll be on next week.
He's famous.
He's another one of us who's won awards, Nigel. He's another award winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's only won a couple, isn't he?
Now, one small bit of housekeeping for the podcast. As John and George have already said, they go on holiday this weekend, and I fly out to the same place on the same day they're leaving, actually. and then I'm off for 2 weeks. So I don't know when we're all going to get together again for the podcast. It won't probably be in September, but we're trying to do what we can. Nigel, you might have to be on your own after the Liverpool game, and maybe we'll see how you can run it.
Ship.
What?
You're still about, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so you fly out the day they fly back. So I ain't intelligent, but I'm sure I can work out that me and you can do the show. And
yeah.
Then we can have fun when you've gone.
Yeah, that's free. You can do one when you're gone.
Yeah, cool. That
even
works.
Though it'd be really short because we'll have no crap from inside the club to talk about.
Yeah, true. Anyway, anywho, that's it. Thanks for being our guests or our presenters on More Than Just a Podcast. And I'd just like to correct the American podcast. It's not my podcast. It's our podcast. It's not Sean's podcast. And it's goodbye from Nigel.
Bye.
Goodbye from John.
Goodbye.
And goodbye from Georgie.
Goodbye from Sean's guest, George.
Who actually started the podcast?
Come on, you irons! Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.